Next up, we've got Mobius Strip Club with It Feels So Good. This one really gives me sort of like an oldies, maybe almost barbershop quartet vibe. I don't know why exactly I'm getting it. It has to do with the vocals and also the lyrics, which are a little bit saccharine, which I don't necessarily mean in a bad way. It's just, you know, it feels so good to be loved. Obviously, some of these very happy. You know, I find in my experience, it's a lot harder to write a good happy song than a good sad song or even a good confused song. But, you know, in that vibe of sort of the 50s, 40s, oldies, where a lot of songs were simpler and they were more in that way, I think this kind of works. I would have liked a lean in more potentially to that sort of instrumentation, as opposed to, I think there's some sort of like harp and some other stuff in the middle, you know, and really just go for that whole oldies thing if that's where you're going with this sort of sugar sweet style. Great singing as always, and harmony on the bridge. And the one thing that I had that was a complaint that distracted me a fair bit, though, was the clapping. And I don't know if this was a problem for anybody else, but it's on time most of the time, and it's off time a little bit, and I'm not sure if it's just mixed a lot louder than some of the other stuff, but I would have been really happy, similar to the number of F-bombs you're allowed to drop, with just, you know, none or a lot, like a crowd or five. Like, if it is supposed to be a barbershop quartet, just layer some of that clap. And, you know, when you vocal double, it can cover up, like if you do a vocal and then another take of the same, you cover up variances in pitch, so you might not need to pitch correct as much. And when you do that with your claps, you know, it can sound more organic and give you sort of some reflections of the space. But as it was, it stuck out like a sore thumb or clappy hand, and it distracted me a bit, you know, enough so that the sugar, sweet, saccharine lyrics got a little oversweet for me. And I didn't care for this one as much as some of the other songs we've listened to so far.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of last round when Joy Sittler was really angry at the off-tempo knee slaps in Dog Star Pilot's track.
Right.
It's like, these hand claps are just slightly off. And like, I wouldn't call them hand claps because there's just one hand. I mean,
it's a slap.
Please layer these claps. I think that would really help. I mean, the vocals were massively layered. You think like layering a few more hand claps would have been relatively easy to do. But, you know, I also got this whole, you know, like there are a bunch of kids playing a jukebox at a malt shop and they put on this song as the, you know, uniformed waitress wearing a paper hat serves them a milkshake or whatever. Like, these kids are onto something big with their vocal harmonies and hand claps. The section with the hot fudge sundae and like the crunchy leaves on a brisk autumn day kind of sort of transitions to a little like flower power 60s vibe, which I feel like kind of maybe places it in the, you know, early 60s or something. And this is really cute, and it's, you know, the saccharineness I can get behind, and I don't begrudge its 2-minute runtime, but if it went on a lot longer, like, I think it would start to leave a taste in my mouth. So yeah, just layer those hand claps, and otherwise, you know, this is pretty nice. And like, you know, I didn't mind when this came on. I don't know if it'll make the cut this round, just because there are so many strong songs, but I'm glad they were reinstated here, and I hope this helps them make it to the next round.
Yeah, I mean, maybe how it's not mopey, maybe that'll be a good sort of thing to keep
the break.
Head above water there. I think this song is cute, and it's fun and very enjoyable, and like the others, I'm going to suggest that it sounds blissfully free from strict adherence to the metronome, if you know what I mean.
Well,
the vocals blissfully so, yes. The vocals are wonderful, and I really appreciate what's going on with those in the bridge. That is really something else. That I think the bridge is really inventive and really interesting. The auto harp is pretty cool, I think. I mean, we don't hear that very often, especially in up-tempo music. The overall impression that I get from the song is, you know, a lot of vocal talent and general delight. And that's an excellent takeaway.
Yeah, delight is contagious.
Absolutely.